Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in the city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children. But we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men, come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, and I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me, come stand with me, let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand. Stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
And welcome once again. We're starting off the show with the Army. It's the Black Man Army Remix. The remix, and it features Sergeant Major Herbert Stokes, Sheriff Kilroy, and Brother Emex, the Image, as producer. And welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 50. And that man, M-A-N, abbreviation, acronym, for music, activism, news. And for those online, you can join us like that 216-209 phone call that just did. You can join us and call in at 646-478-0944. You'll be live and on the air, but I have to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, phone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and see what's on your mind. You know, that's just the way we do it here. We want to know what's on your mind, so we do our best to take that time to see what's on your mind, because you are important. I'm looking at 216-486. I'll be with everybody real shortly, but I want to say top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, and that deals from music to ENT to entertainment. So we're going to start off and say that, and this is a very, very interesting one because it's like a debut that has never happened, and we'll get into why in just a little while. But number 10 is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum right here in our area of Cleveland, Ohio, North Coast area. We'll get into that in just a little while. Number 9, Emax the Image. Number 8, Rob Cartel No More. Number 7, The Zog with Connect. Number 6, debut, Suave Gotti, MC Brains, 350. What in the world is going on here? Number 5, My City from Lady Hood Stars. Moving up. Number 4, Native, back up. Black House Sounds, number 3. Number 2, Black Odyssey with Keep Praying. And the debut, the Supreme Honors Awards, which was held just yesterday. More on that in just a little while. I want to thank everybody who's called in. I want to let people know who's on the line. You can also use this number of 646-478-0944 on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with Emax in the Mindset. You can also use this same number of 646-478-0944. Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Hood Tunes with Music Business 101. That's where you can get out your ideas, your questions, all of that, comments, you name it. I just want to say once again, during this type of week that it is, I really appreciate you all for calling in. You didn't have to. You could have been out picking up who knows what, standing in those long lines. Maybe you're calling me from one of those long lines. So I appreciate you for taking the time. So while you're out there, before you fight for a flat screen TV, I'm going to 216-209. 216-209. How you doing out there?
Great, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
This ain't no problem. Hey, do you need any help out there standing in line, fighting any customers, anything like that?
Usually when I call you, man, I'm usually at work at my second job. So, you know, I always try to, like, call and sneak in and be like, hey, you know, I'm over here on the lines or whatever, you know, taking care of business while business being taken care of, you know, how that kind of thing goes.
Yes, I do. So what is new and what's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man. What's new is we still working on that Keep Praying video. I know I had a couple people that hit me up trying to see what's going on with it. Yes, we are working on it. It's a long process because we are doing some things that we never done in our videos before, so please be patient, and it's going to play out really well. Y'all gonna really like it. We got some things coming up later down the season. I'm not going to really mention that, but in January, we do have the Coast to Coast mixtape that will be dropping from the Best of the Best show. It will be dropping in January. We want to say mid-January, near to the end of January. It's going to be on Coast to Coast and that piss first. And it'll probably be in the streets maybe like May or June. So that way we have it already pumping from Coast to Coast, and then we drop it May or June and get it really, really pumping in the streets. But the artists that can put some stuff out in the streets so they can say it's transparent and hold it in their hand.
I hear you. I hear you. And congratulations on all of that. We are definitely looking forward to it. But I have to ask you, man, How can people become more affiliated with what you do, join your movement, get in contact with you, all that good stuff?
Oh, man, I'd like to say first and foremost, I'm always on Facebook, so you can go hit Black Odyssey, BLHUODESSY, like that page. You can get at me direct by John Allen when you see the profile picture of a nice man with a shirt and tie with the grown man look face on. That's me. And also you can go hit us at Black Odyssey on Twitter and Black Odyssey on YouTube. BLHUODESSY, that's on YouTube. And anywhere where you see Black Odyssey, you can hit that link because we also is at Black Odyssey on Instagram as well.
I appreciate everything you just said. And what we'll do is we have a song queued up that I know a lot of people are still asking about and enjoying. So we're going to get into that and send it out for you all, the entire group, the Black Odyssey, and we appreciate you very much.
Oh, thank you, Al Porter. Thank you.
No problem. May you have a safe holiday, safe Kwanzaa.
You as well, brother. You as well.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let people know. A lot of times I don't say it during the first three, but hey, if something happens, let's say you press the one key and you want to get into a conversation and the phone lines are empty, as long as it's not, like, full and we've gotten through everybody, you can just feel free to hang up, dial back if there's something else you want to say, or if you haven't hit that one key and you're on hold, you hit the one key, I'll take a look and it lets me know, I think somebody wants to speak again. Before I get to that 216-486 phone number, I want to definitely say, wow, let's get into a couple of things real quick and let people know that blackonblackcleveland.com, that's the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can also hit me up on Facebook at Alfred Porter JR period profile, picture of a sheriff's hat. See, I'm doing my best to make it as convenient for everybody as possible. You can also feel free to check us out. Special location the next couple of weeks, 5:45 p.m. Wednesday, Black Man Army meeting, followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, 7:15 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, at 14064 Euclid Avenue, that's 14064 Euclid Avenue, that's the Superfly Barbershop location, 44112 East Cleveland, and that's right across the street from the EC Library. So you can't miss us. We're across from the library, next door to, as a matter of fact, the EC Theater. So everybody should kind of have some idea where we are, and I want to say before I go to that 216-486 phone number, since I'm giving out certain bits of information here and there, and I'm stopping to talk in between so people will know what's going on, that you can also check out the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays, 5 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, and that's Sundays, 5 p.m., that's 1490 a.m., and that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And we have to let you know that's W-E-R-E. And it's looking at things that I'm getting out this information and having a good time at it. I'm like, should I talk about it now or talk about it later? I'll talk about it now and let people know that January the 9th, that's January the 9th, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop number 163. Cleveland's first platinum solo artist, MC Brains Davis, will be speaking alongside the real, original Riff Raff and Aziza at Cleveland State University. January 9th, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. East 22nd, Euclid Chester Entrance of 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room number 136. As a matter of fact, yesterday, the S period, H period, R period, O period, U period, D period. So if you want to check that out, just go to the Shroud, add in all the periods. Check them out on Facebook. They held the first annual Supreme Honors Awards at the Symposium in Lakewood, which honored Brains Davis, Suave Gotti, rocking since mid-80s, created Spitboxers, GMS Magazine that morphed into GMS Hood Famous TV and DVD with my man GMS Shakespeare taking over the DVD part. 350 The Mobstress was also honored. Legendary Lady MC, who was with Scarface of the Ghetto Boys, Face Mob, and was hosted by Ronnie B. The Unforgiven. Here's my question. If the news media could cover early yesterday morning three people being shot and wounded on West 10th in the flats at the Odeon, which had been closed but open for a hip-hop night, then why the hell couldn't y'all cover the Supreme Honors Award? Maybe that's a little bit too deep. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten into that one. I just wanted to wonder about that one because that's very interesting. 216486, I know you didn't call on this holiday edition to hear me rant and rave. How you doing, 216486?
Hello?
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. But what it is, I don't know how to get into it, but maybe you tell them about the Lake County Republican fundraiser.
Okay.
That's my first time, sir, is taking part in it in Lake County and receiving a $5,000 plate dinner. That's
you
my
know,
first time.
I got you. Then we'll definitely get into that.
Okay,
and did you enjoy
you.
Yourself?
Thank you.
No
yes,
problem.
Yes, I had a wonderful time.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
I did. It was amazing because the only thing that was different, the speaker was black.
Okay.
And there were four of us representing the black race, and the rest was the other color.
Got you.
But it was
then
still enjoyable, and we did learn a lot. And we did meet some wonderful people.
Well, thank you so much for bringing that out, and I guess we will get into that. So thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
No problem. As a matter of fact, as you hold a line, wow, $35 tickets, but it was $5,000 VIP section. Alex ER invited Man in the Streets, Mama Porter, any inner city Republican movement, co-founder Donna Walker Brown, and Suave Gotti from Hood Famous TV. Oh, come on now. They were invited to the Lake County Republican Party 2015 holiday celebration with special guest speaker David Webb. And to let you know about David Webb, he was not a scrub by any means. Host of the David Webb Show on Sirius, XM Patriot 125, Fox News contributor, The Hill columnist, Breitbart News contributor, David has been entertaining and informing the public for over 25 years with a broadcast career that has spanned from Boston, Houston, Dallas, New York City. CNBC is where he's appeared numerous times, and on CNN International as well, like BBC Radio and TV, as well as so many other outlets such as NDTV in India, Dutch National TV, KSA2 Saudi Arabia. He has also been featured in various media outlets in Germany, Italy, Spain, Japan, France, Australia, Brazil, and Canada. Yes, we learned a lot. And we want to thank Fellows, Dale H. Fellows from the Lake County Republican Party. He introduced all of us in a room and made sure everybody's titles were correct. And also the invocation was done by Ron Young, state representative. It was a pleasure to be there. As a matter of fact, since I'm thankful for that, before I go into Keep Praying from Black Odyssey, I want to let people know that I'm just thankful for everything that has come about. So let's let people know that should you choose, you can always Facebook or Blog Talk, D Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious. You know, and let them know when you hear about these shows, where you heard it from. Because on this one, we're all drawn together. And when I say we're drawn together, let's put on this song, Still Hot, Black Odyssey, Keep Praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Yeah. Praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. 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 No matter what, love you.
Keep praying from Black Odyssey on. Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse. Wow, verse 50. As a matter of fact, I'm looking back at a number that just popped back up, that 216209. I'm wondering if they have something else they want to add to everything. And I'm just going back to that 216209. Man, how do you feel, man, when you hear your music still playing and people are like, man, that's a hot song?
Oh man, it's like the one of the most greatest feelings in the world because you go out and you know you gotta have love for the music first, and that's one of the things I can remember. Man, I seen James Brown before I seen Michael Jackson when I was a kid, and that's who I wanted to be when I was like 4 or 5. And I'm saying
wow.
That because today is a special day for me. Today is my birthday, and, you know, I'm reflecting on a lot of things around me and my music and just hearing people and the comments, the happy birthday, I appreciate your music, we needed that. All those things have been coming along my timeline today. I really greatly appreciate it, everybody. And I want to say a special thank you and a special shout-out to everybody who put happy birthday on my timeline because we're going to post this again today. And you know how I do, Al. I'm going to repost it whenever you post it.
Got you. I feel you, man. We appreciate you so much, brother. Very much for what you've done and by you just staying on with the music and adding other artists into the mix and definitely helping them get themselves together. From video-wise to performance-wise to getting them on the radio, man, I just want to say we appreciate how you've given back.
Oh, man. And Al, and it's not over with yet. I will be at the next hip-hop workshop. And like I said, I do have something to give away. Hopefully I got enough to give away to all the people that's going to be there. But I got something to give away to everybody that's important, and everybody, because everybody's important. That's what I meant to say. And I just hope I got enough to give away, you know?
We got you on that, brother, and we'll be promoting that as well. So we thank you for at least stepping up to the plate to become a sponsor of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop that's been in existence, Creator Willis, since January of 2004. So we thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm greatly obliged to be a part of it as well.
All right. Just hold the line. I'm sure you might hear something that you like.
All right. I sure will.
Problem. And then again, you might want to chime back in later on and say, I'm going to hang up and call back or do whatever, which is still cool. That's 646-478-0944 phone number. And I want to let people know, should they choose, I'm having a good time right now, because you also have such programming on the air, such as Mondays at 2 a.m. Okay, you missed it. It was earlier this morning. But still, Mondays at 2 a.m., it's the Butters. 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRUW 91.1 FM. That's WRUW.org. And also Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, WCSB. That's WCSB.org. It's 216 Radio. And I want to point out that you have Thursdays, 3 p.m., the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceitradio.com. Reason I'm taking the time to do those type of things is so that people will have an idea, and I give you a little space in between. And I want to let people know that, Kwanzaa, a week-long celebration held in the U.S. and other nations, which honors African heritage and African-American culture, observed December 26th to January 1st. Mala Karenga created Kwanzaa in 1965, all right? And it has its roots in black nationalism, African philosophy. What I'll be doing is giving you the seven principles in, I'll say Swahili, so I'll give you the seven principles of Swahili. Then you'll hear the American principle and just a little brief breakdown. So, you know, it starts off with umoja, unity. Unity in family, community, nation, and race. And then the second principle, kujikagulia, self-determination. Define, name, and speak for ourselves. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Build and maintain our community together. Ujamaa, collective economics. Build and maintain our own stores, shops, profit. So you maintain our own stores and shops for our own profit. Nia, purpose. Develop and restore our people to traditional greatness. Kumba, creativity. Leave our own area better than how we found it. 7, Imani, faith. How y'all like that Swahili I spoke? Anyway, I just wanted to throw those things out there for you to think about. Keep up with the celebrations in your area, either via Facebook or go on site, type in the city that you live in. You never know how things will show up. As a matter of fact, before I play the next song, I want to give you two quick stories. Quick story, it's a follow-up. That dozens of Cleveland Police Department cadets jumped on a bus to go to Columbus, Ohio, at the Ohio State Highway Patrol Academy for 16 weeks of training, due in part for the Republican Convention, security purposes, due in part for requirements for the U.S. Department of Justice saying they were poorly trained, and mainly because a Cuyahoga County judge agreed with this move against union wishes. Still, keep watch. And the other quick story. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, Ohio, for those who didn't know. And they inducted the past week. They inducted in Deep Purple, the Steve Miller Band, Cheap Trick, Chicago, and NWA. That's right. And let's look at things. NWA was arrested a few times because of their freedom of speech, especially on the F the Police and a few other things. And they gave you those reality lyrics. They made them very, very popular. Even though you had street realistic lyrics, they made it so popular. I mean, wow. And I believe that the movie Straight Outta Compton, it explains why they're in. If you haven't seen that film, you should definitely check out the film. It's very, very strong, as well as the lyrics on the soundtrack. Or pick up the very first album, Straight Outta Compton. And, man, we didn't know what in the world hit us back then. So with that being said, I'm going to play a certain song that I had done a song with Emax Damage. He produced it. It was called 137 Rounds. And then this lady, Karma Delane, excellent MC, she was like, you know something? I hear something else. What if you were to take this beat and do a remix? I went to my man, B Swish from Swish Fam, and the reason I'm playing this song, it has a lot to do with what I just said because it's a classic. One of the strong debuts that came out from a brother by the name of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. And it was reused in the summer of 2013 to make a song that I could say was one of my standout singles of all times. You know the song, 137 Shots Remix. It was 137 Shots Swish Fam Remix.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Swish Fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison.
Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Touche. Still, I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's red like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards,
yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
That 137 Swish Fam remix. Of course, mixed down by my man, D187 of Urban Survival. As a matter of fact, I want to go in and let people know, and this is how you start things off the correct way. You know, on top of certain things, dealing with the same subject of what we just got off of, that last Thursday, John Hay High School, 628 Democrat Precinct Committee members met to vote on which prosecutor to endorse at November 2016's election. Now, U.S. Representative Marsha Fudge and former prosecutor Bill Mason, they backed Mike O'Malley, the challenger. But Mike hasn't lobbied the black community. Just said he would have ruled on Tamir Rice faster. And Marsha Fudge never reached out to Tamir's family. Tamir Rice, that is. Tanisha Anderson's family, 137 shots. Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, and the list goes on. Oh, Bill Mason always backed police during his last term. But anyway, Tim McGinty, he wrote about 326 to 328 letters to the voting members. But even though he spoke on his success on reforming the court system, drew complaints, though, you must realize, he drew complaints from police to help get off. So why in the world did the police complain on him? Because he basically helped them get off. But anyway, he did draw complaints from them, the police union, and judges for being abrasive. Plus, civil rights leaders criticized how McGinty handled Tamir Rice, Tanisha Anderson, 137 shots, and the list goes on and on and on. Anyway, Mike O'Malley was an assistant to Bill Mason, former prosecutor, who was criticized for not discovering county corruption. Now, Thursday, the people had enough. Protesters showed up, such as Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Lives Matter, Rev.com, Don Bryant, and many others, such as the Rice family. And they showed up demanding people abstain from voting until candidates deal with the community. And it worked. The Democratic Party didn't endorse neither candidate. Palmer Safety Director. Now get this, the Palmer Safety Director, Mike O'Malley, he got 55% of the votes. McGinty got 27%, but 18%, mostly from the east side, abstained from. They didn't vote. So 443 did. But without 60% of the vote, no endorsement. That's people power. Maybe people will start to pay more attention. Before I go to check out and see what's going on with that 216-406 phone number, I definitely want to let people know that they can check out, should they choose, the WhoHasThePowerRadio.com and Kicking It Kim on MileOutRadio.com. That's like Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 6 p.m. Let them know where you heard that from. And, you know, I'm enjoying things. I'm going to get into one quick thing before this phone call. Trust me, it'll only be like a minute and a half. Meet the Browns. Okay, not that Brown. I'm talking about the movie because these guys, you really don't want to meet them. Anyway, Meet the Browns is the Tyler Perry 2008 movie. One of my favorites because it featured two women of class that I just love, those ladies. I can't help it. Got a big crush on them. Angela Bassett and Jennifer Lewis. Now, Jennifer Lewis played the role of Vera. Now, you remember Vera's role? her daddy died. And she was the loudmouth crying, hollering the most. But do you want to be the one? You know the one. Never visited their parents, owed money to their brothers or sisters, didn't talk to an aunt or uncle. But when that loved one passes, even or that ex-husband or wife, when they pass at the funeral, think about it, or their gravesite, they are the ones who didn't do right, and they all of a sudden become casket babies, yelling, hollering, and screaming at the home going the loudest because you did the least. Now, that goes for me, too. I had to learn about those things. And don't be a casket baby. Enjoy your grandparents, parents, loved ones, conversations during this holiday, and every day that you can after that, because you don't need to be a casket baby. Sometimes the quietest ones or siblings at the funerals are the ones who are saying, wait a minute, I don't have to holler, because I was there. I took care of that loved one when they were dying. I was there, and I feel comfortable with what happened and where they've gone to a better place. God bless them. And then they're stuck having to deal with you being a casket baby. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to 216-406. 216-406, how you doing out there?
I'm fine.
That's good. What is on your mind this evening?
Well, I'm called just to listen in, support.
I appreciate that. I really do. We do appreciate that so much. Anything you'd like to add this evening? Anything you'd like to say?
No, just I'm always, you know, happy to see, you know, you working in the community and, you know, with the hip-hop workshop and everything. So I just love what you do and just wanted to check you out and listen. I haven't been on in a while.
No problem. We appreciate everything that you do as well. And I just want to say to you that I hope you enjoy this holiday / Kwanzaa season and definitely have a very blessed week.
Thank you. This is MC Fame, by the way, to let you know who was listening.
Is this the same MC Fame? Wait a minute. Are you the same one who has some things going on that can help artists in the community?
Yes, but I just called to listen.
Hey, I'm going to tell you that this is what gets me in trouble, is disclaimer number 3. I let people know, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind because you're important. So with that being said, if there's anything that you want to list about what it is that you do, you can. If not, you can always call back and leave it at another time, but, hey, it's on you.
I mean, well, real short, you know, I've always been working with Hollywood in the Hood, of course. Shout out to,
right,
you know, Players TV, Hollywood, Chuck, and but, you know, I do some graphic designs for them and,
okay,
you know, among other things. And then, with, you know, I have my own label with Plexo. We were co-owners of Fly High Neverland Entertainment. But as far as what's going on downtown, it's a new college, Black-owned college. There's the National Entertainment Business Academy, and it's the first in the world that will be a college dedicated to strictly the business of entertainment, and that's whether you're an artist, an athlete, or an actor or actress. So we deal with the copyrights, the publishing, equity law, sports management, concert promoting and touring. So you have other universities that have, that offer a few classes, or you have like the Full Sail, and I don't really want to say anybody's name. I don't know, you know, the censorship on that, but, you know, who does with audio production, but we're going to be doing more of the business part of it. So, and it'll be worldwide, and it'll be on campus, and it'll be online as well. So it's going to be a good thing for Cleveland. Good thing for Cleveland.
It is. As a matter of fact, don't pay any attention much to what I'm about to say, but you are going to be a Grinch and hide that information from. No. We needed that information.
Bug humbug. Bug humbug. Because I'm going to listen. I'm going to
I hear you. Well, I want to say thank you, and I think you'll enjoy some of the subjects that we get into. And I appreciate you so much.
Always. You know, if you see my page and my post on my Facebook and my IG, I'm always for power to the people, you know.
I know.
And uplifting us don't mean we're putting anybody else down, but people cannot be blind to the injustices that goes on, like you were talking about with the Tamir Rice and the young couple that got killed. And you see where I live at. They shot up 137 times. So that stuff is, they're trying to kill the king. They're trying to kill the God. So, you know, I'm for the uplifting of my people. So I do appreciate you very much. You know,
thank
you. I think keep bringing the message. Keep bringing the messages because it needs to be heard. They will want us to sweep stuff under a rug and overlook stuff because it's not happening directly to them. But it is happening to us, and it's an injustice. And if you don't agree that it's an injustice, then you're just as bad as the people that's doing it. So,
I got you. Yeah. And how can people follow your post and all of that?
Well, I'm on Facebook at MCFame216, representing my area code. And that's where you can find me on Instagram and everything, too. And, you know, the actual website for the college is NebaCleveland.com. So, which is NEBA. So it's going to be good. We're going to have 4 recording studios in there. So we're going to be teaching some stuff on audio. And we're going to have 3 digital studios and 1 analog studio. So you can come down there and learn broadcasting. And, you know, it's going to be, we offer a lot at a cheap rate. You're not going to find a college in America with these rates or anywhere else.
I got you.
So,
I thank you
let's
so
get
much.
Canada.
Okay.
No problem.
Then please hold the line because I know you'll enjoy what we're about to get into.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, real quick, I want to go back, way back, back in the time. My very, very first, television interview way back when was off of Superior, as a matter of fact. Hollywood in the Hood. My man, Player T, from the Player T Show. Chucky, Bud, Corey Kane, going into that studio and being interviewed a couple of times right before the first major CD came out, right when I was dealing with a lot of things with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Hip Hop Workshop, you name it. They are a force to be reckoned with. And a lot of times you don't get a chance to tell people that you respect them, but I want to put it out there, no matter what, as long as one of us moves, we all got to move up. And those are my brothers for real. As a matter of fact, I give them much respect. And I go back every once in a while and pull something off of the YouTube page or their page and put it up on my page, that Alfred Porter Jr. period profile picture of a sheriff's hat was dealing with reality. They even showed up in my first video shoot where Fox 8 News came through and we were dealing with the upcoming school levy, which unfortunately hasn't worked yet. They were down there helping film the video for Armor Up. So I just want to give them credit and give credit where credit is due. As a matter of fact, I just wanted to say, part two, I had to go back into time because people are wondering, why wasn't Al Porter out there just standing in line for everything? And I'm not knocking anything. I just want to say that a lot of times people have the tendency to question people who might give facts. And I'm not going to say the brother's perfect because I'm not Muslim. But I want to say that I give Farrakhan credit, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because he's able to get out there and give so many people facts. And he's man enough to do so. When he came to Cleveland, shout out to ADX who was giving out, Brother ADX who was giving out mixed CDs of knowledge. And it was very interesting. I have to give a shout-out to Angela Woodson, who wanted me to be able to go up in the VIP and sit behind the minister, but I couldn't do that. Okay, had it been Angela Bassett or Beyonce, would have been a different thing. But I had to sit out in front to witness greatness. And he said a couple of key things. And a couple of key things that he spoke about, and I find it was very true, when these preachers and pastors who was in attendance, he asked them, men of God, you can't be afraid to speak the truth. What kind of preacher are you that you need the white man to give you a piece of paper to spread God's word? And, you know, it was very, very interesting because he did speak on, and I thought it was real beautiful that he spoke on the fact that, what do you think? Got our Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. killed. You know, it was the week that he was about to speak that he got out there and he was murdered because he was about to tell people that if blacks buying power $30-something billion dollars back in 1968, quit spending your money on everything that's going on. And the next thing you know, he was shot dead, gunned down, murdered. So what was basically said was when Minister Farrakhan, he brought it up there, and I thought it was a great thing. He was talking about definitely that if you don't know the celebration of Christmas, that Constantine was a pagan ruler who came up with the tinsel hammered down tree as well as burning a Yule log to appease the gods, because December 21st, winter solstice, they mistakenly thought the sun was going away. That's why the log was burning, like the long burning Yule log was used. It was as a peace settlement. And so with that being said and done, it was suggested that instead of spending our trillions of dollars, because that's what we do. It was $36 billion in 1968 that was talked about from Honorable Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Well, look at us now spending up to $1.1 to $1.3 trillion. So it was suggested that this Christmas you use more of our dollars in our homes or black communities and have a family meal on Christmas, even if you buy more organic foods for that day, and you just sit down and you celebrate for the simple fact that liquor sales, alcohol sales are the highest on that day. But nowhere in your Bible, Quran, Torah, does it say that Jesus or Yahshua the Messiah stumbled up the hill. With that being said, I'm going to play like this tribute song, go back in time, since he was one of those who received the Supreme Honors Award alongside 350 from Face Mob, alongside MC Brains Davis, Cleveland's first platinum solo artist. This gentleman here, Suave Gotti, I'm going to pull this out as a blast from the past. DNA Level C, as a matter of fact, he has a new single that's about to drop this Friday, Christmas time for everybody. So this ought to be interesting, but let's go back to my man Suave Gotti. It's that GMS, and of course he is one of the main principals who started that GMS magazine, so it's only fitting that we go back there and pull this one out.
I'm all about the DNA. I wrote my first rap in 82. Yeah, I'm an old timer, but I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A, Buddha bless you, say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you may. Remember me, old school, making funky songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hand on my classic curl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet down, cause deep down we can put a foot in each town. Tell us to bow down, come here and get beat down, cause we cap peel, crack grills, and crack deal.
S-U-A-V-E-G-O-T-T-I-A. Peep it, lyrical rap messiah. Ghetto Bible is my means for survival. G-N-L-M-O-C, level C, hip hop something to die for. Tall like the Eiffel, no, I mean terminal. Take a raw dose of this hit North Coast. Kill a bounty, raid Cowahoga County. Making 216 love songs like Will Downey. My man Pedigree, yo, he better be in the office hooking up the next issue. Ghetto minded official, and that voice goes off like PMS. The time we invest, we put in GMS. We turn paper to paper, the latest Cleveland caper. Front page, we drop a get stoned from skyscraper. Cause in my ghetto mind, there's no one as hard as me. That fool started rapping, now he's singing R&B. I knew he was a buster, I knew he turned out singing. Hold that thought, my burnout's ringing. Must I be like that? Must I chase the cash?
Conversation about ghetto mind state. And speaking of conversations, men, three words will help your relationship. Didn't hear you. And then you can follow it by three other words, such as repeat it again. And it will help your relationship. You know, the worst thing we do in a relationship as men is lie during a conversation. Well, lying at all, but we're going to stick to just the conversation because sometimes I know it. I'm a man. Did it. As men, sometimes our minds drift. Our minds drift during a conversation, you know, with our significant other. It could go to the big game, game stats. Will the next meal be great? The dumb boss at work? In the midst of a conversation, like I said, with your significant other, your partner. And a woman's job, unfortunately, is to notice that you didn't pay attention. She'll ask you, did you hear what I said? Don't just say yes. Say, didn't hear you. Followed by, repeat it again. That's your first and only save to start listening. Now, if you don't start listening, the woman will trap you by saying something that don't fit. Like my job said, E.T.'s wearing green panties. And when you say, uh-huh, she's going to holler, what did I say? Then you'll get smart and say, what did I say? She'll say, before that. And you'll say, before that, what did I say? She'll say, before that. You'll say, what did I say? And she and you will argue all over the holidays over green panties. But it's not green panties. It's over not listening. So just trust me. Do your best to pay attention. And if you don't get a chance to pay attention, darn it, just be honest and say, didn't hear you. And let them know. Repeat it again. And that way, it can be some learned behavior. Because if you don't respect each other's conversations, what will you have? I promise you, next week there'll be no more Springer moments, no more Maury moments, nothing like that. I look forward to talking to you all about some of the Kwanzaa events that are going on. We're going to end this with the person, one of the main people who hosted yesterday's Supreme Honors Awards, my man Ronnie B with Whatever.
Away vision. You ain't ready for this. Hey, Dez, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever. How you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways, whatever.
Deadly and worse after dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body got calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever,
bring up my rhymes to say them as your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a-running, but you boo-boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man, serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically
a gunplay.
Whatever,
how you want it,
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 whatever,
yeah,
whatever. See you all next Monday. Peace. Ronnie B, 1008 Vision.